Today at Kwarinam, November 9th. Welcome everyone in cyberspace. Welcome to the cyberspace ashram on the Garden Island of Kauai. More questions are coming in. So we have interviewed Warden Neil Wagatsuma. He is the head of the KCCC, Kauai County Correctional Center. And in his own words, we'll see what Neil has to say in answer to more of these questions. There's a lot of interest out in cyberspace from many countries. Neil, let's hear what you have to say to these very fine people who are very interested in upholding the law.
We're seeing more and more cases where it doesn't matter what kind of status you have in the community, but the courts are very, very keen to the dangers of drug distribution. If you're caught selling, the chances of you getting prison or jail time is very much assured. Today, the courts realize that, you know, we have a very epidemic type of problem here, and they cannot really use double standards, so to speak. So they're becoming very, very strict as far as their sentencing. Well, our philosophy is that if you do not want to make an effort to change, then get prepared to be housed in a facility that will meet your constitutional rights but will not appease you, will not give you the type of traditional prison privileges like TV and like snacks and cigarette smoking. You know, we have options over here for inmates that want to make strides to change. And our philosophy is that we don't want the inmates to come back, because the way it is now, you know, with how society is, we find more and more people from all walks of life coming in through our back door. So we want to make sure that the ones that, you know, we house over here do not return, or we try to minimize their return, because we're prepared for the flood of new offenders, especially with this drug use and with family abuse cases also. I believe it's over 80%. I can tell you that, some substance abuse. It's over 80%. Substance abuse ties in with their crime. You know, thefts, family abuse, domestic violence, assaults. You know, it really ties in with substance abuse. So we over here we see a whole lot of all different types of crimes, from murder to driving under the influence. But a lot of the crimes, criminal acts, are tied in with abuse of substances, you know, and drugs. I don't think people realize the damage, the physiological damage from these new designer drugs, you know, especially crystal methamphetamine or ICE or Batu, as they call it. There's a large portion of inmates in Halava who they consider walking zombies, because if you look at a scan of their brain, they'll show you a lot of holes that cannot close. You know, it's like, you know, people used to say, well, you know, people are chronic alcoholics, you know, they lose brain cells and stuff. But with crystal methamphetamine, the damage is so much greater and so much faster. I guess a whole bunch of reasons, you know, why they use drugs. From what we see in the prison population, you know, there's a lot of people that use drugs recreationally that never get caught. But with our population, we see a lot of these individuals who have come from dysfunctional pasts, broken homes. You know, they've had a lot of pain, a lot of betrayal in their lives. And drugs kind of serves as like something like an anesthesia to all their problems. And, you know, a lot of them are filled with self-pity about their past. Some people, they're able to use the adversity and rise above. Many of these people, they go back to the shortcomings in their past, and they use that, continue using substances.
Okay, how do you keep your kids off drugs?
That's where the families come in. I mean, you know, we can only do so much. I mean, even outside agencies, police, counselors, school teachers can only do so much. But actually, the key is the families. I think a lot of people, that kids that use drugs, you know, are those that are searching out for love. There's something missing in the family. That's why they search out, go with their friends. And I mean, you know, everyone goes through a period of rebellion, and, you know, where the peer group becomes more important than the family. But, you know, in families where there is good communication, there is good understanding, there is a lot of honesty, They usually come back, and because they know what is right. But in those families where, you know, this crucial element is missing, they search out, and unfortunately, they look for love in all the wrong places.
How do kids get the money to?
You know, everyone can tell you that if you have a strong drug habit, the only way that you're going to be able to feed the habit is eventually from dealing drugs. That's the only way you can feed your habit. It becomes a real vicious cycle. I mean, there's no way, because it's a very expensive habit. And, you know, people, you know, they can resort to burglarizing and thefts and whatnot. But dealing is actually the way to sustain your habit. And that's why it's so dangerous, because then everybody wants to use is dealing. And you have more and more people getting caught in this vicious cycle. Well, it's interesting, you know, with these new designer drugs, because they are so addictive. You know, in the past, you'd have people who'd smoke pot once in a while and stuff. But today, you know, I mean, we see more and more people getting really caught in this web. And they're really out of control, to the point where they're willing to risk losing everything. And they end up in here, they almost hit rock bottom. I mean, you know, we see more and more people that come in here who hit rock bottom in their lives. So as far as occasional and as far as heavy use, I mean, we're seeing in this facility over here, the ones we see are the ones who are very heavy users of drugs. Yeah, they're willing to risk everything, even their families. In our Lifetime Stand is a training center. It's based on a triangle of honesty, compassion, and discipline. We utilize some Western paramilitary concepts to, you know, for order and for discipline. But we use a lot of, you know, Eastern concepts. We use a more holistic approach to helping offenders. We try to help them rely more on their conscience. We try to rechannel their passion and the power that they have, and try to have them understand where they stand in life's bigger picture. And, you know, our whole focus is this. You know, we always say that as society is breaking down, and society is breaking down as far as the moral, family stand, values and standards, you know, we can hire many more police officers, many more counselors, many more teachers, but, you know, if we don't really change the families and the heart of the families, then, you know, we can only do so much. And what we try to do with the offenders over here is, you know, help them come to understand themselves, their past, you know, their present, look at their future, so they can go back into their families and lead by example. I know this sounds controversial, so to speak, but, you know, we feel that this is an effective way of counteracting this trend of what's happening.
Neil, we want to thank you, Warden, for your statements today. We really appreciate this, and I know that you have a very unique program here on the island of Kauai, and it has been recognized worldwide. Thank you very much. Mahalo.